Brilliance Audio presents the unabridged recording of The Fall by Ryan Quinn, performed by Kate Rudd, Nick Podell, and Benjamin L. Darcy. For the courageous, it gets better. Hallie, New Girl, a cappella. When I awoke, the train was above ground, far from Penn Station, moving west through an amber hayfield. It's startling to drift off among the canyons of 7th Avenue and Broadway and wake up in the middle of nowhere. Not even the middle of nowhere. This was just an anonymous stretch of lazy green hills, cool rivers, and rural valleys. The things that fill the places between the real places. No marquees shouted celebrities' names or boasted of upcoming concerts. No billboards were propped against the sky. The landscape was beautiful in the most obvious ways, but it started and ended outside anything I'd ever experienced. My name is Hallie. I'm a 21-year-old girl, and I may or may not be making the biggest mistake of my life. To settle my nerves, I tried to imagine that these hills and fields and towns, one of which would be my new home, represented a counterpoint to the urban coast cities I'd come up in. A quiet necessity like the silences between notes of a melody. My reflection in the window was sleepy and ragged. I pulled my long black hair into a ponytail and rubbed the sleep from my eyes. On the next seat, my cell phone blinked. My mother. I wasn't ready to hear her message. I'd been relieved that she hadn't insisted on escorting me to the train station. This was part of the game she thought we were playing. By not coming to see me off, she hoped to trivialize my decision to go to Florence, and finally to get through to me that, as she'd maintained all along, I was simply going through a stage. Sure, I'd gone through stages. There was the stage when I wished I had a sister or a brother, any other human body that could absorb my mother's attention so that it wasn't all concentrated on me. There were stages where I wished she hadn't divorced my father and moved us across the country to start our own life. And there were stages when I wished she had a boyfriend, even though it would be weird and I probably wouldn't get along with him. Those were stages. And even as I moved through them, I never really lost track of the fact that it really was just the two of us, and that I would always be the sole target of her ruthless devotion. This, though, was not a stage. Almost as soon as I'd been approached by Miss Rivera.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?